Yeah, you say it's WRZX218 there. Go ahead.
Whiskey Romeo Zulu X-ray 218.
Yeah, okay, Randall. It's good to meet you. I'm WSFZ, Whiskey Sierra, Foxtrot Zulu 93. People that I can go with, I'll write down their call letters and their first name and where they're at. And then I have my computer here. I have a app, and I type it in there and stuff. So that way, if somebody calls, I bring it up and I look. Have I talked to this guy before? So I like doing that. Only if I have conversation with somebody. Yeah, you sound really good. When you went to that Yagi, man, that sure cleans you right up there. Go ahead.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it's just off of Scamazon, you know. It's a 7-element. But I got it mounted on a mast right under this omnidirectional. About 10 feet down below it, maybe 15 feet. It seems to work. I can hit 600 over there in Livonia. Me and Jack talking that sometimes. He has a hard time reaching it unless conditions are good. And I can go to Troy too, 675 or 575. I can hit that one, but on a good day I can hit Mount Clemens, and because it's like 42 miles from me, Mount Clemens. So that's a bit of a stretch. Over.
Yeah, Roger. That is a bit of a stretch. How much power are you putting out there, Roger? Go ahead.
Well, I'm back down on medium now, 20 watts. This is a 50 watt radio, Oshan, KG1000. Over.
Yeah, Roger. That. Well, I'm sort of a newbie to this. A couple months. And I'm on a Baofeng UB5RM handheld, and I like it. It seems to work. Just got this Nagoya antenna for it. Just got this new Nagoya whip for it, and I put it on here, and it made a heck of a difference. Made a heck of a difference. Big difference on the stock antenna there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I had a little Radio Oddity GM30. I believe Jack has one too, with a Nagoya 771 on it, and it was on low power, like 2 watts maybe. And I was out in my backyard and hitting Detroit repeater with it, and talking to Jack and another fella last summer before, and just walking around outside, so it was working.
Or anything, Warren. If it's not overcast, repeater even on low power, my lowest power. There was a time a while back where the skies were all clear all over, you know, and I was talking through the Mount Clemens on low power, and everybody said I sounded good. But as soon as, you know, it gets a little overcast or something, man, then I'm breaking up and this and that. But when I went over to Detroit, I could sit there and talk on low power closer to me, I guess. And, you know, things like that. But now Detroit's doing what it's doing, so I had to swing over here. I have better luck with Detroit when it's working right, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. That's kind of my home repeater, Detroit. So it is what it is. But, all right there, Dave. I'm going to get me something going here to eat. I'm kind of hungry. Got up a little hungry today. But I'm usually up in the mornings, retired now, retired. I ain't got nobody to answer to. So, Hey, we'll talk at you in a little while. I got to get out in the mobile, and we'll see how that's doing today. It's WRZX218, and we're going to stand by after your final.
Yeah, roger that, 218. Same here, I'm going to sit back, monitor. I was kind of surprised to find somebody out here this early, but, you know, that was good. Good talking to you. Hope we can see you too. Anyway, good morning. Have yourself a good day. WSFZ 793, and I'm sitting back on the side monitoring.